So we started from Frog on the Base. And the Machlekes with the Sukkahs, three Defanos or four Defanos. So one Machlekes is whether it's Yeshem or Mikra or Yeshem or Masoros. So we didn't do that Machlekes. It's a complicated Machlekes and Thaisis has a hard time with it. So we went to the second Machlekes. Second Machlekes says, Rav Masna Omar, Taimei de Rav Shimon Mechor. The Sukkotiyo Etzel Yomo Mechorev, Ulo Machse, Ulo Mistor, Mizer Ubi Mata. So it's a Pasuk Yishayo. So the mashmoyas of the pasuk is that the sukkah is completely enclosed because it's a protection from the wind-driven rain as well. And the wind-driven rain is driven into the sides. So the pasuk is mashma that it has protection on the sides. So therefore, it's four-sided. Okay. But the Gemara does not explain what do the Chachamim hold. After all, he's inducing a pasuk to prove his case. So what do the Chachamim do with the pasuk? But moreover, we can ask a kasha on Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon seems to say that a sukkah has to serve as protection from the wind-driven rain. So we can ask two questions.
I got it.
So the winds are so therefore you can ask two questions. First question is you can have a sukkah that's on all four sides consists of lava. And they're just like sticks every three tefachim. That certainly wouldn't protect from the rain and from the wind-driven rain. And moreover, from Maskana, what does he say? From Maskana, he says one tefach. So one tefach leaves the whole side open. So where is the protection? So the answer obviously is that there's two things. Is the model of the sukkah, which is based upon the Shein Sukkah Da'amo, but in halacha we have to convert the elements of the Shein Sukkah Da'amo into halachic terms. We can't say, because we say, what is the wall? That's the halachic definition. If it doesn't have a definition, so then we can't deal with it in halacha. So you can have a wall with a real sukkah that's very thick and furry, so to speak, but in halacha it doesn't qualify as a wall. Because in halacha a wall is a mechitza. In halacha a wall has a din mechitza. So we have to define the chitzik. So that's why it says that all you need is a tefach on the third side. You have three full walls and a tefach on either end of the U, so to speak. Because halachically, that's defined as a tefach. So you have have an offering for wars. And the model is the Sukkah Dahomah, but the halachic translation of that model leaves us with three technical mechitzas, and in place of a fourth mechitza, all you need is a tefach. And that tefach is mashlim the din mechitza. Okay. Now the question is, only what is the chashitas hachomo? What is the hachomo? So we say that the chachomim hold that all you need is a dira, a shame dira. They agree that the ultimate sukkah protects you from the rain and from the sides as well. However, the Chachamim maintain that all you need is schach, like Rashi says in the first Mishnah, al shem haschach kari sukkah. The schach denotes the min of the structure, and all you need is a dira, the shem dira. And the schach will differentiate this shem dira from every other dira and give it a shem sukkah. So what do we see from this? So what we see from this is that at some minimal stage, a shame dira emerges. And then it continues until it fulfills all the functions of a sukkah. So a sukkah that's really totally completed would be four sides, because it's from Machzor L'Mitzvah, Mizaron U'Mimatzor. But nevertheless, the Shem Sukkah emerges as soon as you have a Shem Dira. And a Shem Dira is where you have three sides. Once you have an enclosure, you have a Shem Dira. You have a Shem Dira. Okay. And the enclosure of the three sides is like they have a lean-to. When you go camping, that's such a thing as a lean-to. A lean-to is three sides, one of them side. So you see, even in the world, it has a, there's a shem. But what is a shem here on three sides? So when the person... This concept means that when a person starts, let's say, to build a garage, so it's true, there's the completion of the garage when it has all its functions. But there's some point before that where it has a shame of a garage already, even though all the functions have not been completed. So now you have a machlokes for Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim maintain as soon as the shame emerges, you have a sukkah. And Rav Shimon maintains, no, it might be true that the shame emerges at that time, but what you need is a sukkah shlema with all its amenities, which means that it protects from the zerum and the mukkah, and the wind-driven rains. Yeah. So, we try to go a little further. And we ask, what is the machlokas built on? So, we said that really in halacha, when you have the challah shame, that should be enough. Because you have a challah shame sukkah, so you only need a halachic sukkah. You shouldn't need the completion of the sukkah that it should be in totality, like a perfect sukkah, like the sukkah that's described by Isaiah. Because for halachic purposes, that's not necessary. So why does Rav Shimon maintain that this case is different And that this case, you need a fourth wall, you need a complete functional sukkah that functions to the extent of the capacity of that a sukkah can function. So we say over here, what Rav Shimon does is, he takes the Tam HaMikra, incorporates it into the Mikra, into the Halacha. Because the Pasuk says, "Maman Yehidu Dor HaSeichem." Keep us because of Shafti has been answered. So really, it's what? It's really, it implies the Chesed Hashem. So if you're going to invoke the Chesed Hashem, so you should invoke it Bishlamusa. So that's why it should be four sides. Because L'machsa or Mitzvah Mizerim, I mean, Mokha should be there too. So that's why he holds that just the theme of Sukkah is, the theme is Chasdei Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. So therefore he maintains that the Sukkah has to denote halachically more than just the Shemitah, but the full-fledged capacity of Sukkah to serve and to function. So that's the Macholtz. Is L'man Yehidu Dor HaSeichem incorporated in the Halacha? Or no, that's extraneous. And all you need is the minimal amount, the Shem Sukkah. And once you have the Shem Sukkah, you'll think of L'man Yehidu Dor HaSeichem, but it doesn't have to be in the structure, in the halachic structure. Yes. Remind you, there's a let's play a role. That's what the model in Chof. You go to the Lord of the right. That's correct, yeah. But that is a little difficult because they're saying he's not Yoshev, but Sales Chof. Yeah, so, but anyway, okay. So where are we up to now? So now the Gemara has a problem. We pass like the Chachamim and are not concerned with Rav Shimon. But we say, but also Tefach according to the Chachamim, Eichon Ma'amido. Where does he set up that Tefach? Omar Rav. So Rav says, Ma'amido kineged hayose, that he sets it up along one of the two mechitzes that are there. Because the Hakomim hold Shnayim Kilchasan, so he extends one of the Shnayim as Kilchasan. So Rashi explains. It has to be here. In other words, it's Kinnin Gam. Okay. If the two walls that are L-shaped are east and north, they hit in the northeast point. Yase ha-tefach esof ha-machitzo esof ha-tzoris ha-mikzor. So, you know, what's the next word?
Tzad-mar.
Okay, so you have a northeast situation. So he puts it on the on the corner. It's going to be, right, either the northern corner, which would be the west, or the southern corner, or the eastern corner, which would be the south. Okay. Yeah, I know. The picture, I'm not talking about the picture. Yeah. Open is roughest.
It's our
dog. Open is roughest. It's happened. Right. So either he places it on the northern end, which is the western side, or on the eastern end, which is the southern side. Is that where Rosh is? Okay. So the question we asked was, why should there be a difference between the two? I mean, if you could place it, how are you in fact going to differentiate between the two? Because what you have is simply a 90-degree angle with two lines, one going east, one on the eastern side and one on the northern side. So, I mean, why should I differentiate where you put the, it's going to be the same thing. I mean, who cares if it's east or west? What does that mean? I mean, if you didn't have the Ruchos, differentiate, you wouldn't even be able to differentiate. You say put it on one of the ends. So why do we say, why does Rashi have to say that it has to be, it could be on either end, implying that it could not have been that way. And then maybe you'd have to go only, maybe it would be only valid if it was on the northern end, which is the west, or the eastern, which is the south. Why? What kind of a soil was that? So what we said is that when a good architect builds a house, he makes sure to build the house, construct the house in line with the directions, northwest, east, south. Because each one has different properties, and you might want the southern exposure, you might want the north to be facing a certain way, the house will be built a certain way when you go out to the north, keep the cold out. There's different considerations when one builds a house as to how the structure is involved with the environment concerning the directions, north, out, north, south, east, west. So you might think that if you built it wrong, and let's say the way it's structured, it's open to the elements on one side, you might say that it's not that, that would disqualify the Shir Adira. So Rashi lets you hear that this is not so. That the elements play no role in the Shem Dira Vizri Sukkah. Vizri Sukkah, the Shem Dira is an abstract. And any direction that you put it in suffices. Okay, that's the way we interpret the Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
To be Mamido Keneged Hayote, would it have to be parallel? By which I mean, in the case of, say, an obtuse angle, would the Tefach Long wall have to be at a parallel angle to the opposite wall?
Yes. It would be a 90-degree angle, just like the angle that you have from the two sides that are existing is a 90-degree angle.
But if they had a 100-degree angle, then
the tefach that you did would also be as a 90-degree angle. So you have two sides and a 90-degree angle of a tefach on one of those sides. In other words, the tefach joins one of the two sides at a 90-degree angle. That's the way the Gemara's learned. So how do you interpret the Gzeres HaKosuf? What does the Gzeres HaKosuf say? The Gzeres HaKosuf says that this Tefach is not simply a Tefach, but it's a completion of the Ruach Shlishis. It will complete the third wall. That's the Halacha L'Moshe. And you don't need to complete the third wall with the real wall. But the Tefach actually completes the third wall. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Nisina. Physically, there's only a Tefach. But halachically, that side is closed. Okay? So now you have three mechitzos. Should I sit over there now? Okay. So now, the Gemara asks a question. So the Gemara asks the question, why doesn't he put it like a Rosh Tor? So what is a Rosh Tor? So Rashi says, the Mitzvot Sforis Ma'arovis Ba'alachsa. So on the corner of the north west has a diagonal. Let's go like one before. North and east and north and east. So you read the Rashi of it, and so it's on this.
It's not on tomorrow. This Alaskan.
Okay, so that would mean simply you have north and you have east, and at the northern west corner, you put it on an angle, like a diagonal. Okay, so far Rashi's good. Oh, Mizrachis Jonas, or on the end of the eastern side, on the south corner, so you do it. What's this one? Kishamachitos.
Maharavis Sonis.
Maharavis Sonis.
The Nira Nota.
The Nira Nota.
The Beit Mechitos.
Yeah, what do you have a correction on the side? Not a little correction on
that. Oh, that is the Sonis Maharavis Sonis. The Sonis Sonis.
Okay, whatever. I just understand this. Okay. So, on either of two sides, the only difference that Rav Asi and Rav Kana introduced is instead of a 90-degree angle, they introduce an acute angle. And the acute angle will serve as an alachson. Okay, as an alachson. As a diagonal. A diagonal. And the diagonal, that's good, that's very good. In other words, the diagonal will sort of, if you just read the Rashi, it will close off and will hit the other wall. Let's envision an eastern wall and a northern wall. And then you put a diagonal at the northwestern corner. So the diagonal will hit the opposite wall, the eastern wall, at its end. At the end of the eastern wall. At the bottom, southernmost point of the eastern wall. Okay? What? So then, that would have made sense. Unfortunately, the picture that we have in Rashi is not that way. Because the picture that we have in Rashi should have opened up the acute angle a little more. Should have been a little more obtuse. And then it would hit the right spot. But the way it is now, nobody can understand what that picture is. Okay, so as far as we're concerned, the picture, we're not going to deal with the picture. We try for a while to work it out, but not great success. Okay. So now let's finish Rashi. So what did Rashi say? What's the superiority of the Rosh Tour? That the Rosh Tour looks not like three mechitzas, but looks like four mechitzas. Okay. Rosh Tour. Okay, good. So it looks like, so the question we asked is, what's the advantage of looking like four mechitzas? If we paskin, we're going according to the Chacham, and you only need three mechitzas. So what's the advantage that it looks like four mechitzas? Correct? Yeah, that was the question. Why does Rashi say that it looks like four mechitzas, and that's why it's so superior? Okay. It seems very strange. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yep.
When Rashi says mechze ke arba mechitzas, does he mean literally that it's four mechitzas, or does he mean that it looks like it's a complete enclosure?
Yes. Well, what do you mean?
Well, in other words, because the Rosh Tor, if you were to continue to extend it, it would be a triangle. So the area inside would be completely enclosed by walls. As opposed to if it's straight at a 90-degree angle, you still have one side left open. But the fact that the direction now is sort of heading towards an enclosure via a triangle, I'm just wondering if that's what he means.
But if it wouldn't help anyways, because we don't need an enclosure. That's the shooting. Okay? We don't need an enclosure. We're happy with a UU, three-sided structure. But the answer is that you have to abstract two things here. That one thing is the substance of mechitza, and the other thing is the tzirus hamechitzos. The tzirus hamechitzos. So what the Gemara is saying is four substances of mechitzos, to have it on all four sides, that we don't need because we don't possibly have Rosh Hashanah. But what we do need is a tzirus between the lechi or the tefach, that is on the northwestern corner. So we need a tzirus. So that's really the Gemara's kasha. At the Nogeya, the shame form of features is no advantage, because we don't pass the lack of shoot. But the last, that tefach works as a mitzarif, not just as a mechitzah. So as a mitzarif, it would be a greater mitzarif if it's facing both. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha. In other words, if I were to rephrase the Gemara's question, I would put it like this. That Rav Asi asked Rav, we have here a halacha l'moshe nisina. What does the halacha l'moshe nisina tell us? Let's analyze it. If we analyze it, we find it tells us two things. It tells us, one, that a tefach is equal to a mechitza, and it tells us, two, that the tefach is mitzuruf to the other two defanos. So Rav Asi merely asks, Rav, how do you know that the halacha l'moshe nisina accomplishes both one fell swoop? Maybe it doesn't. The tzuruf requires that it should be facing both. And once you have tzuruf, now it has a din of a mechitza. But the halacha l'moshe nisina does not accomplish both, that it's both tzuruf and it's a mechitza. Tzuruf you need by the angle, and then it has a din mechitza. But the tzuruf must emerge from the very tefach itself, and that's only if it's converged to it. Okay? That's only if it's Kirosh Tur. So Rav Asi's kasha on Rav was, you're attributing more to the halacha l'moshe nisina than you have to. Maybe all it tells you it has a din of mechitza. But insofar as tziruf is concerned, there is no halacha l'moshe nisina. Tziruf has to be created by the position of the tefa. That's what Rashi said. Okay, so that's why the Gemara says Rav Shosin. So maybe you're right. Maybe I'm attributing too much to the halacha l'moshe nisina. Okay. Getting back to Rashi's picture, so the Balamor says that there are many interpretations here. As a matter of fact, there are too many interpretations here. So, if we just took the one easy interpretation, and the easiest interpretation is the interpretation of the Maharam. Okay? And the Maharam gets his interpretation from the Tesis. Because Tesis is Sakasha. Tesis Kasha is the Amidenu Kineged Rosh Tur. So Tesis says, ah, for God. The Akiyotzi was there, Omar Perakama the Ervin, Osi Avira, the Aigiso, with the Aigiso Mapatale, there's a case in Ervin that's similar to this, but the Gemara says that the Avir will, from either side, will discount this Mechitza, because it's standing in the midst of nowhere. It has nothing to hinge onto. So he says, so why isn't that a problem over here? So at first sight, we don't understand what's Tesis Kasha. Where's the Avir from both sides? There's no Avir from both sides. According to Rashi's picture, if we open up the angle, so then there's only Avir on one side. So that's why the Maharam says that Tesis learns differently. Tesis learns that Rashi was learning that there was Avir on both sides. So if you take a look at the Maharam's picture, you'll see that he has like two mechitzas that meet at a 90 degree angle, and then opposite the angle is the tefach. So then the tefach is really leaning to both sides. Okay, so in terms of tziruf, it's the power of both sides. But Thesis has a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, the Gemara says you can't the Avir on one side and the Avir on the other side will be Mephatel and Mephitza. So why don't we have that problem over here? So Thesis answers that over here we don't have that over here. What? Hocher the Tefach Mephitza the Raisa. The Hilchasi Gemira law, lo osi avira, umafatula. So Taisha says, well, here it's different because the tefach is really as a din mechitza mitaraisa. So it's not mafatul. So at first sight, it sounds like Taisha is just giving an ad hoc answer. But really, he isn't. His answer is germane to the sugya. In other words, what Taisus is saying is, that the machlokas between Rav Asi and between Rav is a different machlokas. That Rav maintained that the din mechitza that exists in the tefach emerges from the two kilchasa, the shnayim kilchasa. Because once I have these two mechitzas, and I start a tefach in at a 90 degree angle, what I'm doing is, I'm completing the structure. So the din mechitza is noveya from the kinyan gam, from the two kilchasa, the shnayim kilchasa. So that's the halacha l'marsha misim. But the shein mechitza cannot emerge from the tefach itself. The only thing that emerges from the tefach itself is that it's mashlim beruach. At a 90-degree angle, it's mashlim because we define it as a continuation of the other mechitzas. So therefore, that halacha, that it's a continuation of the other mechitzas, stems from the fact that it's attached at a 90-degree angle to the other mechitzas. And the halacha l'moshe Sinai says that that's a kind of a continuation because of it's a continuation of the other two mechitzas. And therefore, the halacha l'moshe Sinai says that in fact, keeps on going to the end of the dauphin that's in line with on the other side. Okay, so what do we have here, east and north here? So the western side, one tefach from the western side will go all the way and extend all the way as long as the eastern side. So you have three mechitzas. But here, again, the Shem mechitzas is noveya from where? It's noveya from the two existing mechitzas. Because what you're saying is that I'm completing those mechitzas. I'm completing it. I'm completing the structure. Where is the structure to begin with to complete? It's in the mechitzas. So the tefach doesn't give a new din mechitzas. Nearly extends the old mechitza, and it extends it all the way to the end. Okay, so that's really Rav's halacha. But what Thesis is pointing out is that according to Rav Asi, who asked the question of Kamin Beis Tur, Rosh Tur, he's going to have to say that what? That it's in the middle. If it's in the middle, opposite the angle. So why don't we say Osiyavira Mehagisa, Vavira Mehagisa Mavatale? So you're going to have to say because the halacha l'moshe Sinai gave it an intrinsic din of Mechitza. Intrinsic. not that it's been the chitzur, stands from the walls, but intrinsically it has been the chitzur, wherever it is. Okay? So that was Ravasi. Then Ravasi has a kasha. But Rav Shosik here can be interpreted a little differently. That Rav was Shosik not because he couldn't answer it, but because he didn't think it's worthy of a question. Because he would say that where do you see that the Allah HaMoshim Yisinai gives it an intrinsic din of mechitza, no matter where it is, and the law of Avira the high gisa, Avira the high gisa, Mavatale. So that now what you're doing is you're projecting onto the Allah HaMoshim Yisinai another Allah HaMoshim Yisinai, which we don't have. Might not have, that the tefach is intrinsically considered a machitza. So then the Gemara goes very nicely when the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, it went nami, Amar Shmuel, Shmei Delevit, Ma'amido Keneged Ayotzei, Keneged Ayotzei, Chayim Morim Bein Medrasha, Ma'amido Keneged Ayotzei. So that means not Rosh Torah. Not Rosh Torah. Especially the way we're learning the diagram. So it's not Rosh Torah, so it's Keneged Ayotzei. So then it means that Rav didn't concede, but on the contrary, he didn't go along with it and accept that. Okay. Okay, we did, the second day we did the case of the mechitza that is making just a parallel size. Okay.
Let me ask you a question before you get that?
Yes.
Is the fact that, according to the Maharam, is the fact that it's a mechitza intrinsically, is that and that's is that the reason that it's okay to have space on either side and you don't need whatsoever the concept of tseruf because it's just the mechitza in and of itself that's omeid with the intrinsic characteristic of mechitza simply by itself?
That's what Taisha says. It's not just the Maharam. That's exactly what Taisha says. Take a look at Taisha.
Yeah, I understand, that, and that's why he brings in the Gemara and Erevin, in other words.
Exactly. That's what Taisha says. And over here, there has a din mechitza. We don't say osi avir and mehaygisa, because it's intrinsically mechitza. We have to establish that from the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So Rav Asi, on the contrary, is adding something to the Halacha Moshe Sinai, not Rav. And that's why Rav didn't take him seriously. And that's why the Gemara says we don't pass more like Rav Asi. The Gemara goes beautifully. If you learn like this, like the Maharam, everything is fine. So we were lazy. We learn like the Maharam.
Exactly.
Well, it hasn't been the chitzah, but it's only going to work if it's mitzvah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
It's only a third wall.
Yes.
But, and that is
Jewish. Right. That's correct. But he's saying that Sirius is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't know that way. That's true. That's very sure.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to skip the middle case. We'll jump to the last case because the last case goes back to the first case. Okay, sounds a little strange. That's where it goes. The Gemara says like this: Omar Rava. The Omar Rava that I'm quoting is if you look at the Tesis Shalom, then you go up about three lines. So it says Omar Rava. Okay, the Einoni Teres Elo. It's Suras HaPesach. Oh, 1 second. I skipped something. Go back to the fourth line. Rabbi Simon, the Tamer Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, also lo tefach shochek, ma'amido, the pachos mishlosha tfachim, samach hodofen, the whole pachos mishlosha, samach hodofen, to love a dummy. Okay? So he says, you take a tefach shochek, which is a little bit bigger than a tefach. And what do you do with it? So you put it within three to the wall. So it's love. So now, it's love it because of the little extra. A little extra makes it love it. But now you have a tefach. So you'll have four consecutive tefachim. Okay? Rashi. Tefach shochek. What's it?
Molded in
the arba, I suppose. Yeah, you're a little bigger. So that the hafi tefach umashu. Okay. And then he says, Ma'amido b'tefach b'pachas mishlosho samoch v'achas adifanos. U'pachas mishlosho k'neged. U'pachas mishlosho k'lov. V'hav yilein k'mechitza sh'alabo atfachot. Umeshech sukkah shiro ninta rubo shaldofen asuya. Okay, so what is Rashi saying over here? So he takes this tefach that's a little bit larger than a tefach, and he puts it at the end of four. So since it's larger than a tefach, then it's going to close up to three. So you'll have four, and four is ro of Zion, which is a sheer mechitza. Okay. So the only problem is, normally we don't say such a thing. Because that would be saying, like, if you have six people, you have a minion. You only say rove when you have the whole entity. You don't say that rove makes the entity. But that's why you have to say that Allah HaMosh Mishinai is over here. That's why you need Allah HaMosh Mishinai. Because Allah on the Moshe Mishinai breaks the normal halachic reality. And what it does is, it defines this arba as a rove of a non-existent shiva. So it posits a shiva. That's really what the halacha on the Moshe Mishinai is. That these four tefachim are really roves. So now you have a chalas shame of Shiva. Okay. All right. So that's the other trap. Did Allah HaMosh Mishinai really accomplishes one thing, that it introduces an invisible sheva, and it makes this a robe, and that's why it works. Okay? So the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is a little bit diminished, because it's not one tefach at the end of the wall, that's the beginning of the ruach, and that's all you need. You actually need a rove, that this tefach should be a rove of a hilchos sukkah of sheva. Okay? So the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is downgraded again once more, according to this chart. It's not really a tefach that becomes a rove, but it's a tefach that's rove of a chalos shem sukkah. And that's why it's effective. Okay? All right.
Right.
Yeah. Rebbe?
Yes.
Would it still need to be a tefach shochik? Shochik?
Yes. That's how you get your four. Because for the exact tefach, you have a distance of 30 in the tefach.
Well, if it's three tefachim away from the corner and it's one tefach long, wouldn't that make it four without it being sochik?
If it's one?
No, meaning if it's something.
Exactly
three tefachim and a tefach of the actual wall.
It will not be. You're going to have three tefachim space, and then there's no love.
Oh, I see. So, meaning the tefach sochik act to get it a little bit closer to the wall to close the three tefach gap.
That's right. That's exactly right. It minimizes the three tefachim gap, which would be a break. Okay? Yeah. Well, the rubbers. There's next something. You could have asked me, why don't you just take a tefach, not shochik, and put it a little bit closer. And you'll have, let's say, 3.9. And 3.9 will be Rov of Zion. So there, you can take two answers. One answer is that you're measuring units of tefach. So 3.9 won't be good. And the other answer is that Pesach says there's no such thing as less than four. Four is an effort. Okay, but either way, you can't have 3.9. Okay. So if your question was on that, that's the answer. Okay, now, let's take Pesach. Let's take Pesach. Also lo tefach shochek. So he says, kona b'pachos ikimol samach l'dofen. So it's less than three, so you don't have any space. Lo yoel lechoshev ketefach machmas lovot. The whole kach boi tefach shochet kidei shihei dofen zeh rochavat v'atvachem. So if it was the samach dofen and it was pochos migimol, if it was what? Yeah, kind of a pochos migimol wouldn't help. Why? Because you need to have four of a wall, so you wouldn't have four. So if it was less than a tefach, so you wouldn't have four. That's what he's saying. Like I just explained I just was trying to explain your question. To the Jewish Bekuntris, today she a roe dolphin, the Shiuro, the which would be most of the dolphin, which would be four, because the shear of the wall was seven. But if you just had a, let's say, a dowel stick or something, then it wouldn't work, because you never have before. So you must have tefach shochet. Because less than that, you're not going to have before. Okay. You must have a shear of arbor. So if it's less than a tefach, it won't be more. So a kona will not be good. Okay. Not only a kona, but anything less than a tefach. Anything less than a tefach basis falls a kona. So it's not, in other words, the halacha is, the halacha of Moshe Mishina is that you have to have four, which is a robe of Zion. And you won't have that unless you have a tefach shochet. So what, in other words, Tasis is excluding that you should have a stick less than three, so you have three tefachim lover. So maybe you would say that those three tefachim are considered like a tefach. And just like a tefach works, one tefach works to contain the wall, so this will work too. Because this is a little more than three tefachim. So Tasha says, no, it's not the three tefachim I'm concerned about. It's the four tefachim. It's not that the three tefachim become lovely and it becomes a wall. What I want is, what I need is four. But if I had three, I wouldn't say that a kona with three tefachim can substitute for a full tefach that's at the corner. The Gemara is not trying to teach it that the lover could become a tefach. The lover could make it into a tefach. The Gemara is trying to show you that you need four, and the fourth tefach creates a robe of sheva. Okay. There's another answer. The kona mefatalei avira. And if it were a kona, it would be mefatalei. The avira would be mefatalei from both sides. So the question is, what is Texas adding here? The ode, the kona mefatalei avira. What is the answer? He says you need four because four is robe of Zion. And why would the other be mafad? Would you have love it? The other is not mafad. The other is not mafad. Love it. Otherwise, you'd never have love it. By love it, you always have other from both sides. So what would be wrong with Tasis' assumption that it's a little bit bigger than three because it's love it, and that three is considered a tefach? Why does he say that the avir will be mevatel it? That is the lover. So why isn't the avir mevatel the tefach? And why don't we say by love it in general, the avir is always mevatel it? But the answer is like this. What Tasis is trying to tell you is that, see, in love, the avir is not mevatel. Because it only goes up to the corner. But it does not go any further. So therefore, in order to go further, you're going to have to put another corner within three, and you can keep on going and finish the wall that way. But with the lovewood, you don't say the avir is mevatel, because the lovewood grows as you put in more corner within three. But over here, the halacha of Moshe Mishina is not that. Halacha Rosh Yeshiva is that it completes the wall. So binogeya to that halacha, that it completes the wall, it won't function because you have aver me'aygisa and aver me'aygisa. So b'mevatul the chefter shel tefach. But the halacha Moshe Sinai says that a tefach is not mevatul. So that's why in the framework of completing the wall, it works. But in the framework, even though, but if you use a koneh, it would work in the framework of what? Of love. But then you'd have to keep on going down with sticks. Continue the wall with love. Because it never goes past the koneh. But over here, the Lachlan Moshe Sinai is that it completes the wall. It's a different system. So in that system, Taisa says, only the Xeris Akasav of Tefach prevents the Agar from one side to the Vatal. And therefore, it can extend to be Mafshir the Sukkah. That's what Taisa means. Okay? All right. I don't have any complaints, so we'll go further. Okay. So now, let's go to the last part of the Gemara that I was going to take before. Amar Rava. This is a very difficult piece. Amar Rava. That is, like I said before, if you go up from deep places, Yiva Masl Shalom, if you go up three lines, you have Amar Rava, Eino Ni Teres Ella Betsuras HaPesach. Ikid Amri Amar Rava. Three pshatim in Rava. Three pshatim in Rava. On the surface, none of them make sense. Let's take a look at Rashi. What's the first one? First one is Amar Rava, the Eino Ni Teres, Ela Betsuras HaPesach. So how does Rashi learn that? The Eino Ni Teres. Yeah, so what does it say? V'ochak Amar Rava, Tefach Sheshanim B'Braisa. Yeah. I'm starting from V'ocha Kama Rava, three lines down in Rashi. V'ocha Kama Rava, the Tefach Sheshaninu B'Vraisa, Shematir B'Dofim Shlishis, Eino Matir, Ela Imkein, Asol, Oso Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach, Alpnei Kol HaDofim Kulo. Ketzer. Kornesho Chatzi Tefach Eito Ayote. The Kornesho Chatzi Tefach the Mitzvah Shekinegdo. The Kornesho Al-Gabeyin Mizeh Lozeh. Havaleh Kiilu Kro HaDofen Sosem. The Pesach sheyesh lo tzuras Pesach stima maliyasi. The perakamadev v'zehu tefach she'omru chacham. So it's an interesting thing over here. Yeah. So he wants to say that the tefach has to be incorporated in the tzuras of Pesach. Tefach that the Chachamim were discussing is not a, it wasn't just a tefach. It was a tefach that you used to make it to a Pesach. So what does that mean? That you split it in half, and you have Chatzi Tefach on one side, and Chatzi Tefach on the end, and you put it over. There's only one crucial question. The question is, what kind of a shear is Chatzi Tefach? What kind of a shear is Chatzi Tefach? I have to split exactly in half. And what is And even if I do have to split it exactly in half, is that a halachic chefza, a chatzi tefach? Okay. Yeah. That's the problem. That's a problem.
Ready?
Yes.
Is a corollary to that problem or the fact that in Erevin, when we talk about Tzus of Pesach, there's no such thing as a shear for the Kana? It could be anything?
Yes. Yes. So Tosis tries to tackle. He says, Pirush, Elohimkin, Asalosso, Tefach, Tzus of Pesach, Alpineko, Adolphin.
He's touching on the question. Even a white door. He says, so why over here do you need half of a tefach? Gabe sukkah echmiru. Deboinim mechitzos anikaros. I don't know what he means. Why are these mechitzos anikaros? It's half and half. If you tell me you need a full tefach on each side, so then I'd say, okay, it's machitza in the cards. That was a machitza. But what is half a machitza? I look at both halves together. And what's the tzar of the halves? Okay. That's one question. Let's take the next case. What's the next case? The teres nami bitzur sapasitas. Mashma. The tefach sheshavinu tainu the kibush kibush of Simon real that it's one it's over also steam or tefach it's a layotze also rabba lemeimar im also tzuras a pesach al gabe al pnei kov adolfin v'shnei konim. So he reminds like whom? That one? And Tefach Shochet, right? He learns Tefach Shochet. But he learns also that you don't need to have something in place of that. And what is that? And that's the Tzuras of Pesach, up in the Kol HaDofen. The regular Tzuras of Pesach on the third side. Avalei v'makom tefach. U'michshalei kavosei. Oh hi. Machshir. Because either one can be machshir. That's the way he's learning. Either one can machshir. I'd like to know what there is in common between tefach shochei, which is Tzuras of Pesach, which is rather Allah Hamash Misina, he keeps these as customers, doesn't fit into the system at all. Which creates a seven, and it makes a robe of seven, and a Tzuras HaPesach. What is two different things? And where does he come to say that the Tzuras HaPesach could be used in lieu of the Tefach Shochet? Okay. Doesn't seem to make any sense, Lord. He's pulling out another Allah Hamash Misina from where? From where? Okay. And what's the third position? Third position is... The third position is... Ikita Amri... We need both. What is the Tzrichanami? So, Mashma, the Tavayo plan. Tefach, Eitro Hayotze, the corner, the Zobis Shekinegdo, the corner, Shaal Gabayan. Koi. The Tefach Zeh, the corner, Shaal Zobis. Right, the order? Yeah. So what is he saying here? Third position. They need a tefach where can they get a yotze? Not like Rabbi Shimon, right? Am I right?
Yeah, it sounds like Rav.
Well, you tefach ate a yotze. Rav. The Konev is of your chicken egg, though. The Konev shall go pay him. Good. The Tefazu, the Konev shows up. So he needs both. He needs a Tefach, Eitzel Hayotze, with a 90 degree, plus he has to use a source of Pesach from that Tefach all the way to the end. And it has to land on a stick so that it closes off for the Tursa Pasuk. Okay. Yeah. That, I mean, is the least difficult to understand. Because he's learning a different shot in the Halacha Moshe Mishnah. He's saying that the tefach really can work, and it really can be considered a schola v'shivuach shlishis, provided you have a tzuras ha-pesach to the end of where you want to go, to the end of the wall. So, Allah Moshe Sinai needs the tzuras ha-pesach to at least delineate, because the tzuras ha-pesach is a delineation. So ordinarily it wouldn't be pressure because the whole world is source of Pesach. So it wouldn't be good. But over here, the Halacha Moshe Mishnah, since you have a Tefach, and you have a source of Pesach which delineates the extent of the world, so then the Tefach can function as an extension of the wall. Okay, that's the question. That's not so hard. But the other two are very hard. Because the first one is that one... First one is you split the tefach, and the second one says you can do either or. And where does he get the either or? Okay. All right. So what we wanted to say was, let's take the first case. How do the two chatzoye tefachim merge? Okay. How do they merge? Taisus is very difficult. Taisus says that it's you need Nikaris. Where's the Nikaris? But what we wanted to say is like this, that Rava learns in this chat that the halacha emotionally Sinai of the third world comes about through the Maisa of the Gavra. Attempting to complete the wall. His attempt to complete the binyan is Maisa Tikkun on the binyan is what creates the third wall. So therefore, but the shear of a Maisa binyan is
shirta. So that's why, even though you have a hefa tefach on one side and a hefa tefach all the way down the other end and a kanal gabe end, so how do these two become an entity of tefach? The answer is, what's machshir the wall is the fact that the gavra was osek in a tikkun on the ruach shlishus. But the sheer tikkun is a tefach. So it doesn't matter if he spreads it out. He has a tefach on one side, he has a tefach on the other. They can all go by him. But he had a saskus, a tikkun ruach revius of a tefach. That's in a whole ruach. Now, according to the second shot, that it's either or, so what does he mean, either or? So we have to analyze the case with the tefach shochet, which is going to that shot. Like Rabbi Simon, as you said, correct? So therefore, what we have to introduce something here, a nuance, a bit of a nuance here. And that is, let's say according to Rabbi Simon, you do a tefach shochet. So you have rove, that's the halacha of Moshe Rishina, which can't be explained, and you have rove of seven when you don't have seven. Okay, but at any rate, that's what you have. But now, there's one question in this. Is that mashlim the whole ruach, or only up to seven? So if you're going to say it's only mashlim up to seven, then it has nothing to do with the kana, which is the entire ruach. So you have to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, since you established through this seemingly halachically contrary process, you established a mechitza shel zayin, which has a chalei shein in sukkah. So the fact that that has a chalei shein in sukkah, so it completes the wall. So therefore he says that a tiras of Pesach is also a chalei shein in sukkah. And as long as you have a tikkun that's a chalei shein in sukkah, you can complete the wall. That's the shita, the middle sheet. That's the middle sheet. In other words, that when Rabbi Shimon said that Tefach Shochek didn't stop at seven. It was that since you created a challah shame in the wall, that's a challah shame in sukkah, because Sheva is sheer sukkah, sukkah k'tana, so you created an entity in the third wall of an object that's a challah shame in sukkah. So then it will also be good if you create a tzuras ha-pesach. Because the Tzuras HaPesach is a Chal HaShem and Sukkah too. So that's where it will be, either or. Okay? In general, because you can have a Tzuras HaPesach.
Not as well.
You can make a Tzuras HaPesach as an opening in the wall. You have a full wall, but if you put a Tzuras HaPesach there, so then you can have a break. But if you don't have the Tzuras HaPesach on the walls, like for instance, if you have, let's say you have four walls, okay? And just to make it easy, and you split up opposite walls by three, four, five tefachim. So that would split your sukkah in half. You have two units now. But if you put a Tzuras HaPesach on top, so then it wouldn't. So a Tzuras HaPesach is a halachic phenomenon in sukkah. So therefore, since it's a halachic phenomenon in sukkah, so that will work just as well as the halachic phenomenon of the Chal HaShem Shiva, which is a halachic phenomenon of sukkah k'tana, sukkah k'tana. That's what Rabbi means. That's how the universe was. Okay, Rabbi, but I'll tell you something that I don't. My son Rav Pesach showed me that the Brisker Rav wouldn't be happy with this because it seems he took it up and he has a whole different approach, right? And that little. The Trinchus of Rosh Hashanah Yuman Sukkah. That first Trinchus said that. That was the first one that they printed of him. So he has a lot of the Kashas and he takes a completely different approach. And I certainly would have spent time trying to do his approach, except I had 5 minutes to get to shul.
And it was Shabbos being there.
And it was Shabbos.
Okay, Ramos. Got it.
Scott.
Okay.
Good night.
Perfect, thank you. Good night.